This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and dedicated to the nation various development projects worth around 12,930 crore rupees in Meerut, Uttar Pradesh. Addressing the gathering, Prime Minister Modi said the projects launched today will give thrust to Viksit Uttar Pradesh and Viksit Bharat. He said that today's program highlight the work culture of BJP's double engine growth. He added that his government remains committed to completing all projects in a time-bound manner.
Aaj ka ye karyakram bhajpa ki डबल इंजन सरकार की कार्य संस्कृति को भी दर्शाता है और हमारी कार्य संस्कृति क्या है हमारी कार्य संस्कृति है कि जिस काम का शिलान्यास किया जाए उसे पूरा करने के लिए दिन रात एक कर दिया जाए और इसलिए अब परियोजनाएं पहले की तरह लटकती भटकती नहीं है।
Prime Minister Modi also flagged off the Meerut Metro and Namo Bharat train at Shatabdi Nagar Namo Bharat station this afternoon. Mr. Modi also took a metro ride till Meerut South Station. On the occasion, the Prime Minister dedicated to the nation entire 82 kilometers of Delhi-Meerut Namo Bharat corridor. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today exuded pride that the India AI Impact Summit has proved to be a turning point in the trajectory of how the world will utilize the power of AI in the future. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani, the Prime Minister highlighted that leaders from many countries, industry leaders, innovators and people associated with the startup sector came together at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi for the AI Impact Summit. He said he had the opportunity to meet world leaders and tech CEOs. In this episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister Modi spoke about a little girl from Kerala, Arlene Sherin Abraham, who lost her life at the age of just 10 months. He lauded Arlene's father, Arun Abraham, and mother, Sharon, for the decision to donate Arlene's organs.
इन दिनों भारत में organ donation को लेकर जागरूकता लगातार बढ़ रही है. इससे उन लोगों की मदद हो रही है जिन्हें इसकी जरूरत है. इसके साथ ही देश में medical research को भी बल मिल रहा है.
The New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, which was adopted in India AI Impact Summit 2026, has been endorsed by 89 countries and international organizations. It reflects a broad-based global consensus on leveraging AI for economic growth and social good. These countries include Australia, France, Germany, Switzerland, Brazil, UAE, Canada, Israel, UK, China, Japan, USA, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, and Bangladesh. The summit, which concluded in New Delhi on Friday, witnessed widespread participation from across the globe, guided by the principle of Sarvajan Hitaya Sarvajan Sukhaya. The declaration underscores that the benefits of AI must be equitably shared across humanity. Delhi police has busted a terror module allegedly linked to the Pakistan-based outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba, with its handler operating from Bangladesh. Briefing media today, New Delhi Additional Commissioner of Police Pramod Kumar Kushwaha said 8 persons have been arrested in coordinated operations across Kolkata and Tamil Nadu. He said among them are 7 Bangladeshi nationals and 1 Indian national identified as native of West Bengal. In Jammu and Kashmir, 2 terrorists were killed in an encounter with security forces under Operation Trashi 1 in a remote area of Kishtwar district today. The gunfight broke out this morning in the general area of Pasarkut in the Chatru belt after security forces received specific intelligence inputs about the presence of 2 Pakistani terrorists affiliated with the proscribed outfit Jaish-e-Mohammed. Foreign investors have been net buyers of the Indian equities worth 16,912 crore rupees in February so far. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors also invested 3,605 crore rupees into the Indian debt markets, taking the net investment into the Indian capital market to 31,742 crore rupees during the period under review. And in the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup 2026, India will begin their Super 8 campaign against South Africa at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. In the Super 8 stage, Group 1 includes India, Zimbabwe, West Indies and South Africa. Group 2 consists of Pakistan, Sri Lanka, England and New Zealand. And with that, we end this news bulletin.